Chapter 4. We stayed at 1G for 3 weeks, with occasional periods of free fall for navigation check, while the Masaryk 2 made a long, narrow loop away from the Kalapsar Resh 10 and back again. That period went all right, the people adjusting pretty well to ship routine. I gave them a minimum of busy work and a maximum of training review and exercise, for their own good, though I wasn't naive enough to think they'd see it that way. After about a week of 1G, Private Rudkowski, the cook's assistant, had a still, producing some 8 liters a day of 95% ethyl alcohol. I didn't want to stop him. Life was cheerless enough. I didn't mind as long as people showed up for duty sober. But I was damn curious both how he managed to divert the raw materials out of our sealed tight ecology and how the people paid for their booze. So I used the chain of command in reverse, asking Alcivor to find out. She asked Jarvel, who asked Carreras, who sat down with Orban, the cook. Turned out that Sergeant Orban had set the whole thing up, letting Rudkowski do the dirty work, and was aching to brag about it to a trustworthy person. If I had ever taken meals with the enlisted men and women, I might have figured out that something odd was going on, but the scheme didn't extend up to officers' country. Through Rudkowski, Orban had jury-rigged a ship-wide economy based on alcohol. It went like this. Each meal was prepared with one very sugary dessert, jelly, custard, or flan, which you were free to eat if you could stand the cloying taste. But if it was still on your tray when you presented it at the recycling window, Rudkowski would give you a 10-cent chit and scrape the sugary stuff into a fermentation vat. He had 2 20-liter vats, one working, while the other was being filled. The 10-cent chit was at the bottom of a system that allowed you to buy a half-liter of straight ethyl, with your choice of flavoring, for $5. A squad of 5 people who skipped all of their desserts could buy about a liter a week, enough for a party, but not enough to constitute a public health problem. When Diana brought me this information, she also brought a bottle of Rudkowski's Worst. Literally. It was a flavor that just hadn't worked. It came up through the chain of command with only a few centimeters missing. Its taste was a ghastly combination of strawberry and caraway seed. With a perversity not uncommon to people who rarely drink, Diana loved it. I had some ice water brought up, and she got totally blasted within an hour. For myself, I made 1 drink and didn't finish it.